Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. We have the source for the inspiration behind the nonviolent demonstrations of Mahatma Gandhi and Dr. Martin Luther King. It is right here in today's gospel. If anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. We know where the courage of Archbishop Desmond Tutu of South Africa came from. It is right here in today's gospel. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Archbishop Tutu chaired the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in South Africa after apartheid ended there. The commission invited witnesses to give statements about their experiences of their human rights violations. The commission also allowed the perpetrators of violence to testify and ask for amnesty. Can you imagine the pain and anger of those who shared? In a public arena, the demands of this gospel were being used to foster healing among the citizens of South Africa, to stop a cycle of hatred and division. Actually, this seems impossible to imagine, that a whole country attempted to participate in gospel values. I say this because it is hard to do on a small scale within our own families, speaking the truth with love and without vengeance. There was a time when my only sibling, my brother, and I were not speaking to each other. It was a painful time, and it was years ago. I felt like a hypocrite going to church on Sunday until I began praying for us. I prayed for him and asked him to forgive me, and healing took time. Jesus seems to ask things of us that seem beyond our human nature, especially when we feel stuck in hurt or pain or loss, or the agony of waiting for something that is our deepest desire. How do we go beyond our normal feelings, and why should we? Because with God's grace, Jesus knows we can do it. Because through God's presence, we can be, as our first reading stated, holy as God is holy. This is not for sissies. I think Martin Luther King Jr. and Desmond Tutu would agree. This is a mature Christianity that Jesus calls us to in today's readings, to reach out and become an agent of change and healing. It is not easy to reach out, especially if we feel justified in our anger or suffering from a just or unjust situation. It is hard to hear that this gospel does ask us to offer our other cheek if someone slaps us. This gospel is not condoning domestic violence or physical abuse. It is calling us to pray for those who persecute us. Yes, asking us to go beyond our natural instincts. These sayings from today's readings, you have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, were an early attempt to ensure justice and limit revenge. Jesus said he did not come to abolish the law of his religion, but to fulfill it. This is a call to generosity of spirit, to be agents of change and healing. Jesus challenges us to do the opposite of what seems normal and reasonable. Now, if someone wants to sue you and take your coat, give your cloak as well. But if you are not facing a lawsuit, you might just skip over this verse. But this verse needs a second reading. The scriptures we hear Sunday after Sunday were written originally in Greek, and the Greek used in this passage translates into the word judge and not sue. Therefore, all of us are called upon to not counter back when someone judges us unfairly. Revenge is inconsistent with the divine realm. A foolish generosity of love is the new standard. Jesus calling all of us to a new starting point in human relationships. It is non-defensive. It is not needing to be always right or having the last word. And not having the last word requires effort, because you not only have to consciously not speak, but you also have to hold your pride in check. It is a vulnerable way of living. And Jesus tells us why we should live this way. Jesus said, so that you may be the children of your Father in heaven. No matter how big or small an incident, Jesus is asking us to live the principle of love with one another. I was at the Canterbury Retirement Community this past week for a monthly Eucharist with the residents. After the service, one of the residents came up to me and said she really could relate to something I said in my sermon. She had been on the phone with her daughter, who just needed to talk and talk and talk. It was not easy to listen to what she had to say. This Canterbury resident found herself needing to say to herself, "Don't interrupt, don't interrupt," and it wasn't easy to do so. But she knew she needed to do that for her daughter. In a moment of effort like that, God does give you the grace to do something you didn't think you had it in you to do, especially if you are used to interrupting or think that you have a clever comment that must be heard or you need to have the final word. We all know this is not easy, but Jesus takes it a step further. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Years ago, when I was on the faculty at Bishop Montgomery High School, a priest walked up to me and ridiculed a particular project I was working on. I was hurt and angry. I felt misjudged. But I knew I needed to remain calm and not counter, because by the grace of God, in that moment, this particular passage actually floated into my brain: love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. So I said to him, "I will pray for you." He stared at me and left. And I think he began to remember that same passage as he walked away. But my heart was pounding, but a strange peace was in me. I had not defended when I thought I had been falsely accused. I had entered a place of freedom. I knew that God knew the truth. All of us face moments that require us to make a choice between a violent or nonviolent response with words, whether out loud or through an email. It is hard to face the fact that we ourselves can be sources of violence, that our words and actions can hurt and damage. The gospel of Jesus is a nonviolent gospel. When we live it, we make ourselves vulnerable. Jesus talks of non-retaliation in this gospel. Jesus does not tell us to go on the offense or on the defense. Jesus is calling us into a different zone, God's zone. And we have quiet heroes in our midst, agents of change right here at St. Francis, doing the work of nonviolence, living the principles of love right here. It is staying on the phone because the other person needs us to be there. It is holding our son or daughter when you are tired and they need to cry. And it is private moments of giving in our parish to one another. 2 weeks ago, I mentioned in a sermon about the pay it forward generosity of one of our parishioners who gave an additional gift of cash to a little family in our parish who was financially desperate. Well, after the 10 a.m. service that day, another parishioner came up to me in the church office when no one was looking and gave me a sealed envelope from the pew. It was addressed to our family in need. I could tell there was a wad of cash in the envelope, but what touched me the most were the handwritten words, "To our family in need." We are a family, children of our Father in heaven. We are called to care here, at home, at work, and in our community. Today's gospel calls us to not seek revenge, to not fight back, to love instead of hate, to love someone you have become at odds with, and to pray for them, not ignore them. Let us live the foolish generosity of God's love. Let us become holy as God is holy. It is a choice. Reach out and be an agent of change and of healing. With God's grace, Jesus believes we can do it. Amen.